All right, guys. Tuesday's episode, I will tell you right off the bat, I don't care about cards for the first 2 minutes, and I am not happy. I moved out of Boston to avoid the nonsense with snowfall. I wake up today to 2 inches, which sounds like nothing, but I will tell you right now, in Nashville, 2 inches, first of all, it's solid ice. You can't do anything with it at all. I don't care
if you're... Okay, to be fair, this is an apocalypse for us. You don't get that. As a native Nashvillian, this is not good.
I'm telling you right now, I am actually team Nashville in this one. All these buffoons on social, because I said, oh, you know, shipping, everything shut down. Dude, we got 25 inches up here. Yeah, I used to get 2 feet of snow in Boston too, and it wasn't that big of a deal. This is 2 inches of straight ice. You can do nothing on ice. The rednecks around here with their four-wheel drive trucks, all four wheels just spin. Nothing happens on ice. I tell you what else doesn't happen when there's ice on the ground. My two puppies, two greatest dogs in the world, Brady and Griffey, take forever to go to the bathroom. I'm standing out there getting soaked, waiting for these two things to pee in the snow. They're eating snow. They're shoving their heads in snow. They're licking salt. They don't do anything productive.
That's where I'm at today. I love how we're starting the show this week.
It's 15 degrees. It's Nashville. I moved here to get away. When I was a kid, it was awesome. I had school days off. I am not happy.
Sure.
I'm sure you have something prepared for your big picture. This is time for you to contribute. Let's go. See the positive vibes? Notice I've been nice to you, though.
On. Let's notice rock and roll.
All right, let's go.
Let's do it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
Super Bowl, drop off, surge, what's going on?
Also, my headphones are echoing like crazy. I'm smashing these in the snowfall outside, just so you know. I'm going to ask the Ringer and Spotify to send me new headphones because I'm going to break them. Super Bowl. So we talked about this a little bit. Brady stuff climbing, Mahomes stuff dropping. Wanted to see kind of what that was. We're going to just focus on those two. We had Indy the intern do some research this week. Now that there's actual comps, obviously the day after the Super Bowl, Brady stuff went crazy. But I wanted to see a few sales to see what they were doing. And then Mahomes, too. I hope people aren't panicking and selling Mahomes. I mean, I don't mind if you're selling him for a discount from where he was pregame. So we've got a few different prices. I think you've got for Mahomes, so all 2017 rookie stuff. And we went PSA 10 just to keep... Otherwise, you start messing with condition. Prices are tough to find. But just to give people an idea, Mahomes, I think you have on your sheet Optic and Prism. I did not look at these numbers, though, so I am heavily relying on you for your knowledge today.
I'm going to go ahead and say that for the guys who've been listening the last few episodes, these are not made up because you can check them yourself. You did call a 20% drop, and that's almost exactly what this is.
From
Mahomes.
So let's start.
Yeah, from Mahomes. So
talk to me about PSA 10. Optic. Yep.
So this is the 10. Before the Super Bowl, you were looking at comps around 2.3, 2.7, 2.9. Those were last three.
So 2,500-ish on average.
There you go.
So, I sold mine for 2,300, both of them. That Friday we made the show before the Super Bowl, so I could exorcist all Mahomes stuff from my house. So I did okay.
Did you say exorcist?
Yeah, I don't know if that's the right word. But
that's that's right.
I want to expel the Mahomes from the house. Goodness.
All right. So Indy, he got these are the comps like at 6:30, like right before the game started. Okay. So this is
2,500 average.
Now that things have settled down, prices are at $1.8 to $2,000. So
1,900 average. Yeah, so 20%. Okay. Yeah,
that's what I mean.
I'll be honest. So if you want to sell Mahomes, so that's for the Optic. If you're selling Mahomes Optic at $1,800 to $1,900, I don't think that's a terrible play right now. I think those prices are going to hold for at least another month. maybe even two before we start seeing guys ramp up with off-season activities. You'll start hearing trade rumors for different teams, and just NFL talk in general will heat up. So I don't think you're terrible. If you're looking for like, hey, I need money to invest in baseball or something else that's thriving, basketball right now, I'm okay with, yeah, Mahomes, I think, is a sell 18 to 2,000 then for optic PSA 10s. 20% drop. That's not terrible.
Yeah.
And what's the same, Prism doing?
Before we go to Prism, the same thing for the nines, too. If you're looking for a cheaper buy,
20%.
It went from 1,000 down to about 800. So
I don't love, I'll be honest with you, I don't love a nine at that price. I'll say that. I don't think a nine, that's 2.2.
Well, it's
less like, than a 10?
0.5%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or half a.
I just prefer the PSA 10. I like it better. All right. What's the Prism doing? Because Prism's a big one.
PSA 10, right before Super Bowl, we were getting comps 15? At 15 to 15.3. Yeah. Somewhere around there. Right after, well, not right after, a few days, 11.7. So 11.7, 11.8.
So 11,700. So you're talking, yeah, again, 18%-ish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that right? So, man, I want to get a calculator out. You're getting 18%.
I'm making these numbers up, dude. I don't know. I knew it was in the ballpark. So I will say this. I got offered a Prism 2017 Pat Mahomes Prism PSA 10 for $9,500 today. After hearing those stats, I might buy that. I don't think they're going to fall much lower than that. And I think football is going to ramp up in another 2 months when people will actively start, you know, hey, we've got the draft coming up, different activities. It'll start ramping up. What did my boy Tom Dukes? Because Tom, you were with me the next day. Tom rookie stuff went crazy the next day. I have a feeling some of that was just nostalgia from the seventh win. What do we have on there for cards? What's the, I just want the top one.
All right. Top one is the Bowman Chrome PSA 10 is what we're looking at here.
So those were doing about 20 before the game.
Exactly. Yeah. So between 20, there was one that sold for 21, but yeah.
So two days after, let me just add context. 2 days after the game, we had Gary V on that Tuesday. They were doing 28 to 30. Have they stayed or have they come back down?
Still at 30.
Still 30 grand.
Yeah. 30. There was a 28 that got mixed in there, but two other 30s.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah,
and that's the card too.
We said like, fallen.
Yeah, and so like with LeBron PSA 10 Topps Chrome, which is comparable to this card, doing 40, 45 now. Brady, I think there's still a little bit of room for growth of that long term. We've been getting a few of those guys too, like the hedge fund, Wall Street guys reaching out. I wouldn't. I have some, so I'm not going to buy any more. But I would say this: if you're coming in with money, like hey, I want a safe play. I don't want to have to manage the market every week to worry about it. I think the Bowman Chrome 2000 Bowman Chrome Tom Brady PSA 10. At 28 to 30 grand, I don't think you're losing money on that. All right.
Yep.
So we were kind of right then. About 20% drop from Mahomes. I did not think Brady would stay this hot. That's a huge bump, and he stayed there, which is pretty good. So good. Sell me all your Tom stuff. That's what I'll tell you. Dump everything Tom Brady. Just sell it to a little man named Mike. One other thing I didn't put on your sheet, but it happened last night, so it's important. We're filming this Monday. We're recording. So Sunday night, Anthony Davis got injured. It's his Achilles. It doesn't look like it's season ending, but it is going to be a few weeks. And people were already like, oh, what's LeBron going to do without his Robin? Anthony Davis is carrying the team. First of all, people are so irrational with the hatred of LeBron. It's just funny. I don't like the guy by any means, but he's not even close.
Can you explain that? Last time you said you didn't like it, there were so many people who were like, what do you mean you don't like it? Like, what does that mean? You don't like the way he plays or what?
I don't like a guy who changes teams 37 times in his career. I don't like that he whines to the officials as much as he does. But a lot of those things, though, quite frankly, are more just the problem I have with the game today. There are no Kobe's left, for the most part, who are just staying with their one team for 20 years. Everybody complains to the refs. LeBron does flop like a maniac. I will say that. He actually got fined by the league yesterday. I think he's only the third or fourth guy this season who's been fined by the league. Him and Kuzma both. I don't care what he does off the court. I know people get riled up about his off the court stuff. And people also interpret that wrong. I'm not saying he's right or wrong. Political views, social justice things. I just don't care. I'm not involved in that at all. I'm just telling you, by and large, there's a reason the guy won a championship and didn't get a bump in his hobby value because people in the hobby, obviously, that they got annoyed by it. Again, I don't care what your opinion is, left, right, whatever. I am totally neutral. Do not care. I'm just telling you the facts. Look at the guy's numbers. Now, having said that, the market is so much stronger now. His pricing has started to steadily increase. I honestly think AD being out is just going to remind people how good LeBron still is. That's not a great team without AD. I think they're going to just keep rolling out west. He'll be back in time for the playoffs. I don't think this does anything but bolster LeBron stuff. And like I said, too, the other stuff off the court, I don't know. I just don't care. I don't look to athletes to like advise me on what I'm supposed to think and feel about real issues. Like, and I'm not saying hey, shut up and dribble. You can have an opinion, too. I don't care what you do. I collect and buy and flip baseball cards. Like, I don't care what your opinion is of other things, honestly. Keep saying what you want to say.
What you think, Mike.
Well, that's different. You're my friend. Aww. But yeah, but the Anthony Davis thing is interesting. I mean, depending on how long he's out, I mean, I don't think the Lakers really care, and I still think they win it all again this year. So there you go. Sweet intro. What do we got next?
Mikey's take.
What cute segment's next?
We're going to do Mikey's take. We're going to do a little buy, sell mixed in, though.
Yeah, because the topic this week is the vintage market. We've had a ton of guys reach out about and we are trying to. Some people this week were whining, you know, do you actually pay attention to what people want to hear about? There's not that many of you people listening, so yes, we pay attention. But people have asked, like, hey, where do you stand with when it's more than seven people? We're up to double digits. Get it straight.
It's like 14.
People have said, they're like, hey, what's the deal with vintage? Vintage was huge growing up. You don't ever talk about vintage. I don't know a ton about the vintage market, so that's why I don't talk about it. I've slowly been getting more involved because I've always said vintage is very safe. It's like real estate was back in the day, just a steady 5 to 10% growth over time. It just seems like it's never coming down, especially vintage baseball. When it comes to vintage baseball, just like anything else, if I'm going to buy it, I prefer to stick with rookies. I picked up the Willie Mays PSA 6 rookie last week. Which was nice. A PSA 4 that is not centered as nicely as mine, which is a PSA 6, sold for almost $18,000 last night. That means that PSA 6, I think, is going to hit 50 to 60 grand in the next couple of weeks, the next time one goes off.
I would like to point this out, too. Like, just in the last few weeks, I feel like vintage, everyone, it's like
gone crazy.
Vintage wasn't a thing. And then all of a sudden, vintage is the buy. And now comps are just doubling and tripling. It's insane.
Yeah, so a PSA 6 Willie Mays, that same card, a PSA 4 did 18,000 last night. A PSA 6, like 2 months ago, did 12,000.
Yeah.
So yeah, and a lot of it is too, guys like me. I kind of agree with the whole Gary V thing of like the new stuff is overpopulated. I pick and choose my spots with it, although I'm still heavily invested. When I'm going to buy big pieces like that, I want them to be big, unique pieces that if I'm stuck with because I can't sell them, I'm fine with it. A Willie Mays rookie sitting at the bank is not hurting my feelings. Like, I'm good with Willie Mays stuff. I prefer to stick to rookie and second year stuff. I just think it's always going to have that premium. I only buy graded. PSA and SGC even. We always talk just PSA and Beckett. When it comes to vintage stuff, especially, SGC is a strong resale market, so I'm good with it. You know, this is another thing too. It's funny. People don't even listen that long. They don't have that many listeners either on the show yet. But it's amazing to me. People are like, oh, all he does is talk about buying and selling, and he's very morbid with the vintage market. I'm not trying to be morbid. I don't have my head in the clouds. When a legend of a game dies, his market jumps. I'm sorry. Like, I didn't make that up. That's just what it does. Hank Aaron stuff went through the roof, absolutely insane when he died. Willie Mays, Sandy Koufax, older guys like that who are living legends, when they die, their stuff is going to bump. I'm not saying that because I wish something bad on these people, but I just, this viewpoint of like, you shouldn't profit off that. I'm not going to go over and shoot somebody so his rookie card goes up in value. But if the guy dies at a happy, healthy old age, like, what am I supposed to, again, that's just a smart play to me. So when it comes to the buy sell, and I'm going to say this, Jesse's going to do buy sell right now. Everything on this list is a buy. I don't think you can go wrong with any of these guys as a buy. So instead of it being buy, sell, we're just going to go 1 through 10. If I think it's a great buy, it's a 10 this week. If I think it's a meh, you're not going to lose money, but there's better money to be spent, it'll be a 1. But everybody on Jesse's list, because it's all vintage stuff, is a buy. So Jesse, let's just jump right. Hit me with the buy, right. Sell.
Number one, Willie
vintage,
Mays.
Vintage buy, sell. Willie Mays to me. So I was a 10 a couple weeks ago. His stuff has started jumping big time. I still think there's a huge market there because I think, again, he's going to pass. People are starting to see how great he was statistically overall, and more people are just paying attention to that market. So I think Willie Mays is like an 8 on the buy scale, 8 out of 10. Strong buy.
All right. Ted Williams.
I think you put this one on purpose. Ted Williams has, I would argue, the greatest hitter baseball's ever seen. He has never had any respect in the hobby market. His stuff sells okay, but as good and as dominant as he was, almost no market for him. His market has jumped some, but honestly, I don't think anything's going to affect Ted Williams that much. A 3? Like, I don't think you're going to lose money on nice Williams stuff, but I wouldn't tie up much with it. And it pains me to say it. The greatest hitter of all time, by the way.
Sandy Koufax.
Sandy's in the Willie Mays class, so he's a pitcher, which I don't love. LA market, though, huge. You know, Dodgers fans relate with him still. His rookie is the 1955 card. I picked up that PSA 5 last week in the weekly pickups for like $2,000. That's stupid cheap to me. I think he's a 10. He hasn't jumped like Mays has yet, Again, he's still living, so there's going to be that bump when he goes. So 55. And the nice thing about Sandy Koufax, if you can't afford the 55, second-year card just happens to be one of the most iconic sets of all time, the 56. I love the 56 of Koufax, Mantle. Excuse me, Koufax and Mays. I'm a 10 on Koufax. I think he's actually, or I'm going to go 9. There's a couple other guys I saw. I cheated this week and looked. There's a couple other guys I'm higher on, but I'll give Koufax a 9.
All right, Nolan Ryan.
You remember Nolan Ryan?
Yes, I know Nolan. I know all of these so far. I feel really good about myself.
You're doing great this week. Thanks, buddy. This positive energy coming from my side of the screen.
Rock and roll.
You haven't contributed anything yet, but you're doing great. Wait till
Jesse's take. You're not even there yet.
I'm so excited. Nolan Ryan, again, I think his rookie card was 68 or 69. I should know that, but I don't. You could Google that if you want to in the next couple seconds while I'm talking.
I'd rather make you look
you can be. But
that's fine.
Oh, that's already happened. Because trust me, anybody who's in the vintage market is like, anybody under 60, no opinion on vintage matters.
Nolan Ryan, 68.
So that's a dual card. It's not just him. He's on there with another guy. So his first solo card was 69. And then in 1970, which we're actually going to talk about, is 1970 and Straight Cash Homie. I think Nolan Ryan's a big buy as well. Again, I don't love that he's a pitcher, but he's iconic. Everybody knows Nolan Ryan. Who knows anything about the game? Price point, too, because his rookie year is in the late 60s as opposed to Mays and Koufax. You can get him a lot cheaper compared to those guys. I think Nolan Ryan's a good buy, like a 7 or an 8. Strong buy on Nolan, yeah.
Okay. Pete Rose. A lot of baseball I'm noticing here.
We're going straight. Yeah, a lot of baseball because vintage baseball guys want to talk about it. Pete Rose is interesting, man. I think eventually, still the all-time hits leader, one of the greatest hitters the game's ever seen. So I don't know if you know the Pete Rose thing, blacklisted from the Hall of Fame because he bet on baseball. Although having said that, he's admitted he only bet on his own team. I'm not really sure what type of a competitive advantage you're giving away if you're betting on yourself to win, but whatever. Does he ever get in the Hall of Fame? I only think he gets in the Hall of Fame after he dies, which I think if that happens would be an insane bump to his market. The guy dies and then he gets into the Hall of Fame, which has been decades in the making. The only trouble with that is I don't see it happening anytime soon. So I think there's long-term value there. Again, all these guys are a buy. Pete Rose, I'd go like a 5.
He's like a riskier bet in case he doesn't get in.
I
mean,
there's no risk. I just think there's better money spent. I don't think you're losing, though, on this guy's stuff.
Okay. Johnny Bench. Okay, we found one I'm not familiar with.
So Johnny Bench, most people would argue the greatest catcher of all time, played for the big red machine, Cincinnati Reds. Bench is kind of another one of those guys better than his market reflects. I don't think you're ever going to lose money on Bench. I'd go like a 3, though. I don't think you're doing a whole lot with him.
Mickey Mantle.
I feel like you can't go wrong with Mickey Mantle stuff. The only caveat I'll say there is if you're going to get in the Mantle market, I would go 50s only, and I would go higher grade, 6 or above. Because if you've got money for a Mantle, I'd say spend real money on Mantle. History proves that guy, just no matter what, his stuff does not go down. So I think he's a good buy, 50s only, mid to high grade, like a 6.5. Pretty strong buy.
6.5. Wow. Okay.
We're getting specific.
Jim Brown.
Oh, 10. Jim Brown, the greatest running back of all time. I mean, dude was putting up 16-game stats when they were playing 10- and 12-game seasons. Jim Brown's rookies in 1958. You can still get a PSA 5 for like $2,000. I think they've jumped recently, maybe $2,500. That is obscenely low because football vintage gets no respect, not like it should. I am a huge buy on Jim Brown. Anything Jim Brown from 58, which is his rookie, even 59, I wouldn't go too much past that because, again, the vintage football market is not crazy strong, but I'm a 10. Jim Brown's a pop culture guy, social justice, very involved there. Obviously an all-time great on the field. And again, his value for what it should be, not even close. So I'm just to put in perspective, a PSA 6 Jim Brown, you can probably get a rookie for like, I don't know, $4,000 to $5,000 still. Willie Mays PSA 6 is $40,000 to $50,000. Yeah, 10. Jim Brown's an absolutely awesome buy.
All right. Wow. Okay. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I talked about this week on Twitter. His card is the 1969 Tops. It's a tall boy, so it's a couple inches taller than normal. It's that big.
Yeah.
It's like
Did you guys see it on the video?
It looks like that. Yeah, so it's a huge card. It's an oversized card. They only made him a few years. Traditional vintage guys were always weird about anything not regular size. Like the Joe Namath rookie's the one that kind of passed that test, but Kareem never has. I would argue Kareem is the second greatest basketball player of all time. Worst case, you can put him third. Guy was unbelievable. Played in the LA market. Rookie in the 60s. So again, anything pre-70 kind of gets that nostalgic bump for vintage. I just bought his PSA 5 for, I mean, what I thought was nothing. It's in the weekly pickup section. $3,900 for a PSA 5. One went off at auction last night for $4,150. I think Kareem is grossly underpriced. I just think a lot of new guys coming in, if you're looking at vintage basketball, I don't care about the superstition, but the tradition of, hey, it's a big card, it doesn't fit in at all. Who cares? Like, these new guys, myself included, I don't care that it's not a normal size card. I think he's an absolute 10. Not only a 69, but his 70 and 71, because then you've got the first normal size card of him, action shot with the Lakers. I'd buy it all. I think he's a 10.
And two, like, when you talk about normal size cards, like, it's all going into a PSA holder, which is the same size, isn't it? Or is this a different PSA?
No, so the PSA holder for Kareem is about double the size of a normal card, because the card itself is so much bigger, the holder is way bigger. But I don't care. Display the thing. So
yeah.
Yeah. All
right.
10.
Walter Payton.
Yeah, we bought the Payton last week too, that rookie. The only thing with Walter is I don't know what the next huge thing that's going to happen where he bumps, but he is undervalued. Again, Jim Brown, Walter Payton, take your pick. One of them's the best of all time. The other one's probably number two. 1978 rookie, I believe, maybe 76. He's 76, I'm sorry. For a couple $1,000s, which again, I know for some guys, that's a ton of money. For a lot of the listeners who have reached out, though, a couple $1,000s is not out of the realm. I think a Walter Payton PSA 8 you can get for a couple grand. PSA 9, I don't know the market on, but honestly, I think Payton rookie stuff's a buy. I wouldn't buy anything else Payton, though. Rookie or nothing for Walter, but I think there's money to be made with his rookie stuff. I'd go like 8. Strong buy.
Would you say in a lot of these cases, too, before we get to our last one, that if there's a buyer who doesn't have as much, they don't have 2 grand, but they've got a few hundred.
Lower grade.
Would it be a safe investment, just go lower grade?
Yeah. Like, again, I don't know the market on a Walter Payton PSA 4, but I bet it's only a few $100. And you can get a 4 that looks decent. You know, Jim Brown, you're not going to find one for real cheap. I mean, if a PSA 4 is new, I mean, you might find a PSA 2, but at that point, a card's pretty beat up. But Walter Payton, you can find a decent one. Kareem, you can definitely find one. A PSA 2 is probably $1,000. And even a lot of the guys on the baseball side, you can find, if not rookie, lower grade second year stuff for a few $100 for almost every one of them, aside from Mantle. Mantle's mark is nuts. But yeah, just get a lower grade card.
Last one. Gretzky.
You know Gretzky.
Oh, that's is there another hockey player other than Gretzky? I don't know.
Not that you know.
That's for sure.
Yeah. You're quite the hockey player, right? Aren't you a hockey
player? Oh, go Nashville Preds. Woo-hoo-ah. Go. I don't know what the...
Woo-hoo-ah.
I don't
know.
Is that our thing?
It's not anybody's thing. I tell you now, that is no.
It will be now.
Yeah, I don't think so. Put that on a shirt. Your face is going, ooh. It's good. Do that again. You know what? I'm going to see if Corey can cut that clip up. I just want that face plastered on everything we do. I am excited. That's how we're going to draw
the
listeners.
Please stop.
Gretzky stuff has gone absolutely crazy the last couple months. Again, I picked up his rookie this week. I'm like a 5. I don't think you're losing because he's unbelievable, awesome. I don't know how much more it grew. I think I would spend my money on some of the other guys. So again, 5. Goodbye.
But isn't Gretzky super low pop?
Yeah. But he's also got the two. He's got the Topps and the Opeachy. You got to be careful because someone said, hey, there's a Topps PSA 7. I just bought mine for $84.50. I bought my PSA 7. It's Opeachy. Different brand, way lower pop. So somebody said, hey, I just saw your post. I got a guy who wants to sell me a PSA 7 for $7,000. A PSA 7 Topps is not worth that. You have to be careful with Gretzky. Just like anything else, do your research, check comps, 130point.com or eBay, whatever you want to use. By the way, when are those people going to start paying us? I feel like I say 130.com like 57 times a show. Yeah. So Gretzky, I'm a 5. If you're like a hockey guy, though, which apparently there are a lot of those. I didn't realize the hockey audience was that vocal. Yeah, I think you're in good shape with a Gretzky. I also think Bobby Orr, who's not on the list, is a good buy. Bobby Orr, way overlooked. One of the all-time greats, and he's a Bruin. So go Bears.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right? All-inclusive or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com. This episode is brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. As a ruthless king builds his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Do you have a take? I forgot to ask you this. You have something to say?
I'm going to take.
Let's hear it. Okay. Hey, guys. Next on the segment today, we're going to go with Jesse's Take of the Week. Take it away, Jesse Boy.
Let me go ahead and get started here with bringing you a little new.
Yeah, nailed it.
All right. The sports world's going insane right now, obviously, but what's different is that now we're seeing big news outlets starting to pick up on this. We saw a really interesting articles from CNN the other week, or just last week. There was also one from Forbes that I just got passed along from my father, Mark. Dad, thank you. This is interesting because eBay is giving out stats that I had no idea about. Let me ask you, what do you think was
the biggest... Did you get my picture on Facebook Messenger?
Yes, I did, but that was not this. This was not this, though. This was something separate. God, Mike.
All right. I was doing so good not interrupting, too. You gave your dad a shout-out. I didn't say a word about it.
Dad, I tried. Okay. What do you think the biggest sport on eBay that grew, the biggest growth sport in eBay card sales in 2020?
I sent you this graphic, so I know what it is.
What do you think it is?
What do you mean, I think? I know it's soccer.
What do you...
I sent you the graphic, donkey.
I didn't see that graphic.
I sent you the graphic. Yeah, I just asked you if you see the picture.
Send me graphics at 1 a.m. I don't look at those. So anyways, it's soccer.
Oh, is it? I'm going to pull a number out of the air. I'm going to say the soccer market on eBay was up like, I don't know, let's just go crazy. 1,500%. You know what? 1,583.
It was 1,586. You're close. The donkey. You're the donkey. All right. So it's 1,586.
I want to talk about this. Soccer sales are up on eBay 1,580% from the previous year in soccer singles, right?
And we don't talk soccer, but
and we won't.
But obviously we should be. 1,586%.
Bigger than any other sports growth on eBay.
The next biggest was basketball, but 373%. So that's
strong.
That's five times bigger than the next biggest. So crazy numbers.
Football should be up though, right?
Football, it didn't show where it was, but it was not in the top two. I'll tell you that much.
Really?
In fact, the top players.
Is baseball on there?
No.
Oh yeah.
Stop asking me questions. I don't have those things. If I had them, I would tell you what they were. It does talk about your Gretzky Opeachy card though.
All right.
So, what's really interesting is that soccer is going where it is. That being said, I looked up a few comps and maybe some possible buys for you. Now you're gonna have to bear with me. You think I don't know how to pronounce basketball players' names? There's no way I'm pronouncing these correctly. So
this
is
getting cut anyways. So
this is Messi and Ronaldo. I think I've got
Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo. Yep.
Yes. So Messi, there is some potential for a few thousand dollars. I mean, I couldn't find his PSA 4s for his rookie card. The one that's considered his rookie is the Mega Cracks, the 2004-2005 Panini Mega Cracks. This is dangerously low pop. There's only 228 in existence for this famous and popular of a person. PSA 4, stop laughing.
What's dangerous about it?
Dangerously low just means like you are going to pay an arm and a leg for this.
I know what it means. I don't know what's dangerous. Like if you don't get this card, you're going to be in danger.
It's his middle name's Danger.
You're doing great.
PSA 4. I am so done. PSA 4. I'm going to tell you, $3,500. That's the cheapest you can get this rookie card. I don't see what the deal is. Apparently, everyone else in the world knows why soccer is popular and great, but we're just catching on. Obviously, this is going to be a place to buy because guess what? These cards have exploded just recently, and I think there's still some opportunities to buy. Let's just put it in perspective. The PSA 6 of Messi, it's $14,000 today. 2 weeks ago, it was going for $9,000. The same thing goes for Ronaldo. He has dangerously low pop. He only has 4 under PSA. He's got a few more under BGS. But under PSA, he's got a 10 that 3 months ago sold for $50,000. It is now being auctioned off for $600,000.
So you're telling me there's some money in soccer.
I'm saying there's some money in soccer cards. We'll have to dive in deeper, find some actual buys that people can afford.
Okay.
But it is something I think people should be keeping an eye on, talk a little bit more about.
Hey, real quick. So here's the thing. This is the stat from the industry summit. So global trading card sales in 2020 grew by 162% with more than 4 million cards sold on eBay. So in 2020, card sales across the market, 162% growth. Soccer, like you said, 1,586% jump. Basketball, 373. This is surprising. Hockey, 258. Football, 168. And oh no, look what's last, like we've been saying forever, because baseball has been super slow lately. Baseball, plus 73%. Although I think baseball is a good time to buy it right now. Top sale in the sports card category was a 2000 Tom Brady Contenders rookie card. PSA 10, auto grade 10. $555,000 and change.
Not cheap.
No. So across the board, up 162%. Soccer, crazy high. Basketball and hockey as well. So
you know, the other stat I found really interesting is because we keep getting a lot of messages from Australia, from guys in Australia, and that's where the biggest growth is. 379%. Next biggest, China.
I mean, on Instagram is a famous soccer player. I forget his name, though. He was messaging us the other day.
Yeah. We got to figure out his name. We'll give him a shout out.
Yeah, whoops. There's a shout out. Some guy in Australia plays soccer. Guy in Australia. Awesome.
Next week, Pikachu.
There you go. Let's do your favorite segment.
Straight Cash Homie.
My brother called me last week and did that. And I was not pleased.
Why not?
He gave you credit. He was like, Straight Cash.
People love it.
Because I hate it. No.
Russ loves it. Stop being mean.
All right. I went vintage just to kind of stay on point with the show this week. Vintage, one super high end. I'm still going to buy him. The 1969 Kareem rookie. PSA 5 does $4,000. I think it's a great buy. $4,000 is a lot of money for some people, not so much for other people. I think if you have that kind of money, Kareem 1969 Topps PSA 5 rookie is an awesome buy. There's not a ton out there on eBay, but there's some around. I think it's a good buy. Kareem in general. Much lower end than that, 1970 Topps Nolan Ryan PSA 6. That would be his third year, only his second year solo card, though. It's running like $275 to $300. Again, just kind of to give the vintage guys a bone here, 1970 Nolan Ryan PSA 6 for $300 less, I think is a good buy. And then a little bit of wax, 2021 Topps Series 1 hobby boxes are going on eBay for like $125. But you look at what Joe Adell, Alec Baum, there's a ton of awesome, it's actually a loaded rookie and prospect class this year. For $125, I think you get a bunch of good rookies. You may hit a big autograph too, which is kind of a bonus. But for the guys who kind of ask us, what's a decent product for me and my kid to rip? I don't want to have $500 to spend and I don't want to get smoked on it. For $125, $135, 2021 Top Series 1 baseball. A lot of good rookies. Plus, you're going to see all these kids on the field this year. So I like that one. Do you have a straight cash homie pick or no?
I got a straight cash homie pick.
Oh, you sound excited about it. Good. Awesome.
This is, again, I feel like you're going to steamroll me like the last time.
Wrestling?
Phil Mickelson.
Golf?
I would, you know,
the
what?
Lefty. Okay,
I'm just leaning into it. People are like, "Dude, he doesn't know who Tracy McGrady is. He's punking us." I know what? Big deal.
What is the deal with people? I'm going to say this every show too. Jesse doesn't know sports. They missed the first episode.
They don't understand.
Jesse doesn't know sports. We just have a good back and forth. And I think everybody who's reaching out to, hey, I know more than that guy. Have me on the show. You're probably a drip. I don't want to have you on the show. Plus, if I make fun of you, you're going to pout about it. So no.
Yeah, I do cry about it, but it's not on camera, and that's where the money is.
Decency to cry privately in your bedroom, at least. Good. All right, Phil Mickelson.
All right. Specific? This is for those who can't afford the $4,000, the $300,000, the $500,000 Rinaldi.
Good. I like this.
So this is a very low pop. His 2002 Upper Deck Golf is considered his rookie card.
Okay.
This is not. This isn't the silver or gold. This is just the base card. There's 514 of them. The PSA 10 is currently selling for $180 as of 2 weeks ago. These have been jumping in value, not significantly, like not from like $20 to $180, but
steady growth.
But they have been steady growth over the last few months. And I think this is going to be one of the next areas to pop. Okay. The same thing with Tiger stuff. Granted, his is still high, but he just has a much higher pop, so it's kind of hard to tell.
And he's in a league of his own as a phenom. I mean, he's a totally different animal.
But that's what I mean. Like, he is, like, when people think golf, they think Tiger Woods. And so, granted, he's got 21,000 in his rookie card total pop, and they're going for like $900. But a week ago, they were going for $700. You know,
so maybe some growth there too.
There is a climb going on in golf.
Okay, I like it.
There you go.
We only have one question this week in the mailbag. But we had a bunch. I just don't have time to get to them.
Yeah, I was about to say, we've got a lot of questions in the mailbag.
You know what we need is a third show. A 15, 20-minute show, middle of the week, nothing but mailbag. But that's okay.
Let us know what you guys would think.
I mean, I don't care.
Yeah, or they already have questions. It anyway.
Yeah, I just want to know what...
Bill
I
says
know
it's
what,
okay, we'll
I was going to say, I want to know what the boss thinks. I don't really care what the people... I mean, I care, but...
Yeah, sure. All right. HGA. Actually, I have this exact question that was posed. The new grading company, HGA, this is from Chris Torres on Facebook. Okay. The new grading company, HGA, their approach to grading, only accepting limited amount of cards each week, and their impact on PSA, BGS. I guess that's a question. Can you
talked about this a little last week. I don't think it has any immediate impact. I think a lot of guys are going to refrain from having anything to do with them just because it's new. People hate change in this market to a degree. PSA is established. BGS is established. I like the look of the holder. I think kind of where we're at last week, though. But now it's like, are they going to start pulling business away? I'm not sending to them. Most people I know are not sending real money. The other question I have, and I haven't done a ton of research, although they are in Tennessee. If somebody wants to reach out from them and come on here and talk for 3 minutes, if they're entertaining, they can come. They may not be. I don't know. If they're boring, I don't really need you to come on here and talk about a boring subject.
Get out of here,
but if you have something interesting to say, you can reach out. And by the way, people on Twitter who are like, oh, just get this guy on, reach out. I'm not going to sing and dance for some guy from some startup company. I'm a startup myself. If I'm going to sing and dance with people, I want to be big people in the industry. Having said that, this guy, if you work for HGA, you're the owner or whatever, I don't know if they have a president of the company, whatever. If you want to come on and talk for a few minutes, I'd be interested to see the approach. I haven't seen anything not graded at 9.5 or higher. Also, their 10s or whatever, like their flawless card to me looks like a child wrote on it with a crayon. I hate the flawless holder. It says flawless. It looks goofy. I am not a fan aesthetically. Big word for you. And I'm also not going to tie money up in a new grading company because I have no idea how long it takes for this thing to have an established market. You know, the other thing too, people have asked recently even about like SGC. Are they going to start getting a bump because PSA and BGS are so backed up and charging more? SGC is just as backed up. If I'm going to wait, I'm going to wait for one of the big boys so I can get my stuff back and make a premium on it. So long term, I guess maybe I would have to see like what kind of operation is it. I think they're using computers to do their grading, which is supposed to speed up the process. I mean, maybe. I haven't heard bad things. I'll say this. A couple of my buddies got cards back that had the wrong label on them, and the company was like awesome about it. Actually, it was a good thing. It was a bad thing that happened, but they responded immediately, took care of them. That's two guys I know for sure. I'm sure it's happened to others. Everything I've heard is that their customer service has been awesome. So, I mean, that's a good thing. You know, but as far as anything else goes, why do it right now? Like, I'm going to let other people waste their time and money on it first. if it turns out to be something, I'd rather be a month late and start grading with them than start sending stuff over too early. So
I will say this too, like just something to watch out for is now that PSA got bought out, you have to suspect that the new owners, when this thing gets finished out, they're going to do something about the timing. I mean, granted, they probably aren't going to rush it all, like get tons of guys in there, but they're probably going to do something to help with the backlog a little bit. Because what did we say? Like a million cards or something in backlog?
Yeah, you know, least. Like, and then too, you got guys who, well, you read the emails too. By the way, anytime we respond to email, that's our new thing. We're putting who responds to it at the bottom because I'm getting responses to our responses. Like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I didn't
write
this. I love
when they say, thanks, Jesse. And I'm yeah, just like,
by the way,
welcome.
I respond to any almost all those. And now Indy is responding to them as well. But guys, like, you know, I found this stuff in my closet. I've got these 10 cards. I want to get them graded. I'm just going to say this. I think it's a good move to grade. It is going to take months, months and months and months at PSA or BGS. They are both unbelievably backed up. So if you want anything back quick, you are just wasting your time. I think it's worth it, but you have to be super patient with it. So HGA right now, I don't know. Let's like wait and see what the market determines. The other question, it was in the mailbag segment. We didn't have time this week, but I do want to get to it. When do I sell? It seems like everything's going up in price. If you are financially just totally set and you don't ever need to make any money off this, I wouldn't sell anything right now, except for new stuff. When new guys pop, I would sell them. All the guys we talked about, vintage guys especially, even the 90s basketball guys we talked about last week on the show, if you don't need the money to like keep investing and keep flipping, I wouldn't sell any of it. I would just keep buying stuff up right now. However, if you have like the mindset of, hey, I've got 10 grand to play with, I've got nine invested in cards, a little bit of spending money, I want to kind of keep the ball rolling. If you're making 20 to 40% profit on a lot of this stuff, which a lot of it you are, Emmett Smith, Barry, Duncan, Garnett, all these dudes, Kobe stuff's insane again. At some point, I say you take your win. Sell your stuff, make a bunch of money, and just kind of keep it. And then don't do the thing where you look back and say, hey, Kobe's now worth this much, because I guarantee if you sold a Kobe for $1,000, you probably put that money back into something else you made money on. Like maybe you put it back into baseball, like we said last week. Baseball's starting to ramp up. I don't sit around and worry about, hey, is that Kobe going to be worth $2,000? I'm just going to take the $1,700 and invest it in something else that's going to turn over a profit. I think if you kind of keep the profit turning like that, you know, unless you're in a spot where you just don't ever need to sell anything, if that's the case, then don't. Again, except for new stuff. But most people are like, hey, I need to sell something to buy something else. See what you're way up on. You know, Tim Duncan, I sold my last Topps Chrome this week for $4,000. I bought those things for $1,400 a month ago. That's the last one I had. Like at some point, I'm taking the win there and just going to invest it elsewhere. So I don't think there's anything wrong. I would rather sell a little bit early than be caught holding the bag on some of the stuff. It's never going to really happen with this vintage. But with the new stuff, if you've made 20% or more, take your win and move on. And just don't look back. That's the only thing I would tell people. So many people get so tied up in looking back. Oh, I could have made more. You could always, I mean, whatever. There's always going to be those chances. Just keep making your money and just keep rolling with it, I think. And then the other thing that I want to address real quick, I actually got to be on WEI.
What's going on?
Be quiet.
There's so much extra going on.
We're done. We're done.
We didn't talk about any of this.
WEI, I got to be on my radio station in Boston I grew up listening to. Steve Peralt, nice dude, reached out to me. Actually had fun on the show. Baseball, I'm telling you right now, is starting to pick up. It already has been. You're starting to see that across the board, even with wax. So if you have money laying around the card game, I would say start getting active with prospects and rookies that are going to come up and play spring ball, because they're starting to release some spring training information. And guys are going to be on big league rosters. There's definitely money there. Ringer Discord-ish.
Yeah, we got to find a new
name. This, I hate it.
Ringer Discord-ish.
I don't even know who Simmons was talking about. He was talking to somebody yesterday. I think a show came out. You're supposed to know this and you don't, because I didn't tell you to look it up. It's my fault. He had a WTF team. Like what team in the NBA is like weird? The Pelicans? He's absolutely right. Zion has had some games recently where he has just gone nuts. Again, I think you have this stigma with new stuff where people still don't know what to make of Zion. I mean, they know he's good. He's a phenom, but his stuff came in so high, such a heavy population. I do wonder if guys are going to still, you know, ramp up. To me, the only thing that really makes Zion stuff bump incredibly is a playoff appearance and a playoff run, which is not out of the realm. So I was out on Zion. I still kind of am. Like if you can get top dollar right now, I don't mind selling him. I have the only two cards I stayed with. I have two BGS Prism Silver True Gems. They're doing like $2,500 to $2,800 each right now. If those jumped over $3,000 again, I would dump them. But right now, I have nothing in those cards. I graded most of that myself last year when he was injured. I'm on the fence, so I'm almost intrigued enough to like start buying Zion stuff again, just because that team is weird. They'll lose to the worst team in the league. Then they'll come out and he'll miss one shot, put up 30, and they'll play great. So I don't know. I'd like to see him win consistently. Maybe they can sneak in. I think that'd be kind of fun. But if that's going to happen or not, I really don't know. Kind of like what Simmons was saying, you don't know what you're going to get any given night. So I don't know. I'm not going crazy with Zion just yet. There you go.
All right. There's
the last thing of the week. I like to end. People are like, oh, what is he always brags every week? Yeah, this is the bragging segment. I just do it so you have transparency with what I'm spending my money on. We talked about almost all three of these things. I got a Kobe 1996 Topps rookie. The PSA 10s were $1,000 a month ago. I sold my PSA 9s, were $1,000. That was one of our straight cash homing cards. I sold mine yesterday, actually, for $1,700. I'm out, which actually I'll address that too, when to sell things real quick. I picked up the Kareem, like I said, PSA 5 rookie, cost me $3,900. I think that's a steal. And the Gretzky Opeachy, not Topps, PSA 7, cost me $8,450. I think that's a good buy too. I think Gretzky stuff's going to stay strong. So that's it. Sorry, went 30 seconds over. I hate snow and I hate V-neck shirts. Two things that never need to happen again in my life.
You can almost see that one chest here you've got.
I know, and I thought it trimmed it. It's my fault. All right, that's it. We'll see you guys Friday. Later.
See ya.